Good morning, traders. This is your morning brief for March 17th, 2026 at 7:01 a.m. We have three key market updates for you today. Let's dive in. Starting with update number one. Broadcom, the semiconductor and infrastructure software giant, is seeing renewed optimism on Wall Street. Investment bank Citi recently raised its share price target for Broadcom to $475, up from $458, while maintaining a buy rating on the stock. This positive outlook is primarily driven by robust demand from data centers, directly tied to the escalating use of artificial intelligence. Investors will be closely watching Broadcom's next earnings call for further insights into its AI-driven growth trajectory and how it translates into continued revenue expansion. Next up, update 2. Shifting gears to another tech powerhouse, Cisco Systems, the networking hardware and software company, just reported impressive second-quarter fiscal 2026 results that exceeded market expectations. A major highlight was its subscription revenues reaching 51% of total sales, indicating a strong shift towards recurring revenue streams. Crucially, Cisco announced AI infrastructure orders from web-scale customers surpassing a significant $2.10 billion. The company also detailed new AI-focused products and expanded partnerships, notably with chip-making titan NVIDIA, underscoring its pivotal role in the burgeoning AI landscape. And finally, update number 3. And staying within the semiconductor sector, Applied Materials, a leading supplier of equipment and software used to make virtually every chip in the world, is accelerating innovation. The company announced a strategic collaboration with Synopsys and NVIDIA, aimed at speeding up quantum chemistry simulations vital for semiconductor research and development. This partnership leverages Synopsys' quantum ATK platform, specifically optimized with NVIDIA technology, to achieve up to 30 times faster material simulations. This initiative is designed to drastically shorten the design and testing cycle for advanced semiconductor materials at the atomic level, which could have long-term implications for future chip performance and manufacturing efficiency. That concludes all three updates in your morning brief for March 17, 2026. For detailed analysis and source links, visit our website at insider.explainhart.com.